Blog Talk Radio.
Home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly, today is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And I hear the scripture saying, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us, yes, you, let us exalt that wonderful name of Jesus together. I am so glad that you have joined me on today, and I know that you're going to be in for another wonderful, God bless, retreat on today. The Lord placed it on my heart for today as to have a special day of interceding and intercessory prayer on today. So if you have a prayer request or something in your heart that you want to be to touch and agree or for us to lift up in prayer on today, inbox me at Helen Orm there on Facebook, or you can call in at 646-378-1469. And you can join in with me right now live and things, and we can come into agreement and touch and agree together. I tell you, we're in for a treat on today, and I know you're going to be blessed. I'm going to get ready because I want to utilize all of the time that we can as we intercede and pray for the needs of God's people on today. I'm going to invite you to go with me, and I'm going to look at the scripture over in 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7, a familiar passage of scripture, and I'm going to start at verse number 11, and I'm going to read down, I believe, until verse number, it would probably be to possibly 20, but we'll see what the Lord say. Okay, that's 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7. Verse 11, and it reads on this line, thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house, he prosperously effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven, and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open, and my ears attend unto the prayers that is made in this place. For I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And so here we are, children of God. We must recognize that God is calling us as the people of God. He said, if I was send in pestilence, and he began to tell us if he would do that, he said his people have a place with him that we can call upon his name and he would change, he would heal the land. He said, if I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. He didn't say your enemy, but he said, if I would do that. And so he is calling his people as never before to come back and humble themselves before the Lord God Almighty up under his mighty hand. He said he will exalt you in due time, but this day is set aside for us to go before the presence of the Lord. Whatever your prayer request is, whatever you have need of on today, I want you to know I come into the agreement with you and believing God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we asked or think. Amen. According to the power that is working within us. And so as we get ready to go before the Lord, I want you to go with me, faith believing and believing God, as we get ready to go into prayer, whatever it may be. You can lay your hands on whatever that condition is. I believe God will touch and heal your body even on today. So let us get ready to go into prayer. There's a song that's on my heart. I'm going to sing that song, and I want you to get with me, amen, as we get ready to create an atmosphere that God may dwell in this prayer and meet the need. Whatever miracle, whatever wonder, whatever you have need of, God is able. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Korabakashandara, hallelujah. Father, we come right now in the highest name that heaven recognized. And that's in the name of Jesus. Father, we come right now and humble ourselves, Father, up under your mighty hand, recognizing, God, that you got all power in your hand. And, Lord, you can do all things but fail, God. We don't come in a form or a fashion, but humbling before you, God. Father, we ask that you will forgive us, God, for our sins and iniquity and transgressions, God, as we turn. Turn, God, and seeking your face, God, and turning, Lord, on this wonderful day, God, from our wicked ways, God. We ask that you forgive us, God, for anything that we committed, Father, anything that we omitted, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, forgive us our trespasses, God, in the name of Jesus, as we forgive those that have trespassed against us, God. And oh God, we come, Lord, Father, hastening unto the throne of God, Lord, Father, recognizing, God, that you got all power in your hand, and you can do all things but fail, God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for being our wonderful Father, God, and we choose to look to the hill, God, today, from which cometh our help. Oh God, oh Lord, Lord Jesus, Lord, our help come from you, dear God. And oh Lord, we ask, oh God, and Lord, to total humility, God, and coming through your blood, the blood of our Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask, oh God, today, Lord, that you will quicken our hearts and minds to the Father's voice, Lord, and reveal anything, any unconfessed sins that we might have in our heart, Lord. And oh God, forgive, Lord, our family members, Lord, and anyone that connected to our life, God, for every unknown sin and known sin, transgression, iniquity, grudges, unforgiveness, God, that anyone may have in their hearts, God. We ask that you wash each of us, Lord, with your precious blood, Lord, the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord. We ask, oh God, that you would destroy every type of witchcraft prayers, Lord, charismatic witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, side effects and stings and influence, God, any witchcraft prayer that have been prayed over or against you, your people, Lord, destroy every defilement, God, every hex or vex, Lord, or curse, God, every incantation and chain and feather, Lord, every trap, Lord, or snares, Lord, any side effects, oh God, or effects, Lord, adverse effects, Lord, that have been placed on any one of us, Lord. We ask you to destroy every assignment, Lord, every plan, every work of Satan, Lord, that come against we, your people, God. Oh Lord, we ask, oh God, you, Lord, to cause your anointing, Lord, to break and destroy every yoke of bondage, Lord, that is over any one of us and family members, God, and even our seed to come, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, we ask, Lord, and we will pull down and destroy every demonic stronghold, every vain imagination, God, every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring every thought, God, captive to the obedience of Christ, Lord, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 6, Lord, in and through each and every one of us, Lord, that we're praying for today, Lord. Lord Jesus, we ask that you will destroy, God, every demonic spell, every witchcraft spell, every voodoo spell, black magic spell, white magic spell, God, and all side effects, God, in each and every one of us, God, Lord. Oh, God, we ask, oh, Lord, you destroy every false prophecy, Lord, that have ever been prayed over our lives, God. Lord Jesus, I ask that you do all these things, Lord, according to John 14 and 14, in the mighty name of Jesus, dear God, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask that you give us, Lord, and every one of us that we're praying for today, Lord, total deliverance, God, total freedom, Lord, total liberty and salvation, Lord, from all sicknesses and disease, of infirmity and affliction and infection and viruses, God, abnormalities, Lord, and abnormal cells, radical cell organ and gland and muscle and ligaments and bones. We ask this according to John 16 and 23, God. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus, Lord, over everybody, Lord, that we're praying for today, God. Cover every home, Lord, every car, office, and property, Lord. Oh, God, our children, Lord, and children's children, Lord, every marriage is gone, in the mighty name of Jesus, dear God. Oh, Lord, Lord Jesus, I ask that you, Lord, will fill each and every one of us, God, that we're praying for today, Lord, with your holy, holy Spirit, Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray, oh God, that you will help us to keep our eyes, Lord, fixed on our Savior, Jesus Christ, Lord. And to know through him we are victorious, God. Oh, Lord, you see those, Lord, bereaving over the loss of loved ones, God, that home that is devastated, God. We ask that you will comfort, Lord. Oh, God, wipe away every one of their tears today, God. Comfort their heart, mind, and soul, Lord. Move by your power, divine God. We call on that matchless name, that name that have all power in him, that name that have preeminence, God. Oh, God, healing is in your wings, God. You said, send the word, and you will heal, God. And, oh, God, we send the word today, Lord, and you will heal, God. Stay the hand of darkness, God, and the enemy of our souls, God. Beat back every hellhound in thy name, Lord Jesus, God. Heavenly Father, I ask you, Lord, to release your healing virtue, God, into the bodies of your people, God, and those that are on the line, those that are in agreement, those that need healing today. We ask for divine health, oh God. You said in your word, God, we have not because we ask not. Lord, we're not asking amiss, dear God, to consume it, Lord, upon our own lusts. But we asking, oh God, faith believing, God, that you're able to do it, God. We choose to put our trust in you, in your word and in your power, God. Send your power, Lord, that Holy Ghost power, God, that life-giving power, God. Send it down, 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 Lord. Oh, God, Heavenly Father, I ask that you, Lord, give to all of the us all these things, God, according to Lord John 16 and 23, Lord. Lord, we touch and ask, dear God, with everyone that we're praying for in agreement, Lord, that your angel would encamp around about them, Lord, and you would loose your warring angels, God, walk up and throughout the land, Lord, around about your people, God, your ministering angel, God, into our presence, oh God, into our homes, Lord Jesus, Lord, upon our property, God, and oh God, Lord Jesus, Lord, we release them, God, to drive out, God, every unclean thing, God, every evil thing, and wicked and demonic, God, every lying spirit and perverse spirit, God, prevent any demonic curse or prophecy or demonic assault, Lord, from entering into our presence, God. We ask you to force them to go where you want them to go, Lord. And, oh, God, we ask, oh, God, and you will bless and prosper us, Lord. We, your people, God, and those that we're interceding for, Lord, in thy name, Lord Jesus, Lord. We ask, oh God, that you would move today, Lord. And we thank you for giving us, oh God, Lord, the key to the house of David, Lord, according to Isaiah 22 and 22, Lord. We take authority in the name of Jesus, of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we use the key to the house of David, Lord, to cut off and close and shut, Lord, and seal, Lord, with the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Every door, God, every portal, Lord, every entryway of any demonic, oh, God's spirit of witchcraft, ungodly soulless prayers, demonic assignment and satanic activity, God, confusion and deception and hindrance or lies, God, of the enemy, Lord. It will not enter into our presence, Lord, or anyone that we're praying for, God. We declare and decree, God, oh God, Lord Jesus, that your will be done, Lord, here on earth, dear God, as it is in heaven, dear God, Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord, we use that key, God, to the house of David, Lord, according to Isaiah 22:22, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, oh God, to open, Lord, oh God, every door, Lord, and portals, Lord, all of them, Lord, and window and entryways, and all opening, Lord, to enable all blessings and gifts and promises of God that you wish to give to us, Lord, to enter into our presence, God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, Lord, to encamp your warring and guarding angels, Lord, around the opening, Lord, to allow them all to flow to us, Lord, unhindrance at all times, Father, Lord. We thank you, O God, Lord, for giving us the key to the house of David, Lord, according to Isaiah 22:22. Heavenly Father, we ask, O God, that you have crowned us with your loving kindness, Lord, with your tender mercy, God, with your goodness and your grace, Lord, and your peace, Lord. Heavenly Father, we receive these blessings, God. We receive these gifts and promises, and we apply them by faith, O God, to our life according to John 16:23, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for giving us these things, Lord. We pray your will to be done, Lord, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, dear God. Oh, Lord, Lord Jesus, Lord, even as our children will go back to school, God, we pray a hedge around about them, Lord. We release your angels, Lord, to walk up around the highways and the byways on the street, God. We release you, Lord, to move behind on behalf of your people, Lord. We release your word, God, because your word declared, God, you watch over your word to perform it, Lord. And oh God, perform, Lord, on behalf of your people, Lord. Oh God, as we your people, calling on your name, Lord, turning our face, oh God, setting our face like a flint before you, God. Oh Lord Jesus, hear our humble cry, Lord. Oh Lord, today, God, meet that need, heal that family, Lord. You the repairer of the breach, God. You are the one that gives sight back from to the blind, Lord. You are the one that able, Lord, to do all things but fail, God. We choose to put our confidence in you, in thy name, oh God. Bless our families, Lord. Repair every breach, God. Destroy every yoke, God. Undo every heavy burden, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, dear Lord. Oh Lord, send your power, your Holy Ghost power, God, that quickening power, Lord, that power, Lord, to walk right before you, God, that life-changing power, God, in thy name, Lord. You're the God of salvation. We call on your name, and your name is Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you on the day, God, for doing everything you promised to do. You are God that will not lie. Heal the land, Lord. Walk in the United States of America, God. Oh, Lord, walk in New York, God. Walk in New Hampshire, Hampshire, God. Walk in Connecticut, God. Oh, Lord, walk in Detroit, Michigan. In Michigan, God. Illinois, God. Oh, Lord, South Dakota and North Dakota, God. Virginia, God. Walk in, Lord. Oh, God, Washington, D.C., God. Oh, God, walk, Lord, in Mississippi, God. Wisconsin, Milwaukee, God. Oh, God, walk, Lord Jesus. We release you in this earthly realm, God. Oh, God, we cry out to you, Lord. Missouri, God. Oh, God, Georgia, God. Florida, God. Oh, God, all throughout the United States, God. Washington, Lord. Oh, God, Oregon, Lord. Utah, Minnesota, God. Oh, God, Idaho, Lord. We call Louisiana, God. Oh, God, Lord Jesus, Lord. We need thee each and every hour, Lord. Texas, God. Mexico, California, Lord. Nevada, dear God. Move by your power divine. Sinner awakening, Lord. Sinner revival, God. That will awaken the souls and minds, God, of your people, Lord. Let the backslider come home. Let the wayward turn their feet back in the hither, God. Bless every man or woman of God that's standing on the wall, Lord. That's standing in the breach, God. Bless, Lord, everywhere gap dweller, Lord. Intercessory, Lord. Prophet, Lord. Apostle, God. Evangelist and teacher, Lord. Every bishop, God. Lord, we ask, oh God, today, Lord, that you would stretch forth your mighty hand, Lord, and move by your power divine, Lord. You said in your word, God, if my people, God. And, oh, God, we are humbling ourselves, Lord. We are dying out to ourselves, God. We are saying no more us but you, Lord. You get the preeminence, God. You have first place, oh, God, in this world, Lord. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, God. You said, Lord, if you was to shut up heaven, Lord, and that there would be no rain, God. You said if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if you was to send pestilence among your people, God. You said if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, Lord, we're seeking your face, God, and we're turning from our ways, Lord. We want to hear from heaven, God. We want to hear your heart today, in your mind, Lord. And you said you will forgive their sins, Lord. Oh, God, heal our land, Lord. Oh, Lord, walk up and down in the land throughout this world, God, because it belongs to you, God. And, Lord, heal, Lord. Let your healing virtue flow. Let the fuller of God flow and wash and cleanse your people, God. Heal and turn around. Take the scales off the eyes. Unstop the deaf ears, God. Let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, God. Let them have an encounter with you, Lord, that they may know that you're real and live, God, even as you did for us, oh God. Father, have a relationship, Lord, even with our unsaved loved one, Lord. Go by their bedside, walk among them, Lord. Speak to their hearts and mind, God, Lord, and let them not pass up the opportunity, Lord, to make you their Lord and Savior, God. Everywhere, oh God, Lord, and we will tread our feet, God. You said you would give it to us, Lord. We believe in you, God, that you're still in control, God. You're still sitting high and look low. You still can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity, God. You are our God, Lord. You are our King, Lord. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, Lord. The first and the last, God. Get the preeminence, God, and you get the glory, God. Show your glory in the midst of chaos, God. Show your glory in the midst of confusion, Lord. Show yourself strong and mighty, Lord. Arise, O Lord. We honor you, Lord, and we worship your holy name. Holy, holy, holy. Oh, holy, holy, holy. Oh, holy, holy, holy is the Lord our God, Almighty Lord, and we worship your name. You are the first and the last. You are the beginning and the end. You are the righteous Savior, God, and you got all power in your hand. And we worship your holy name. We say, holy, holy, holy Lord, is the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was and who is to come. Holy, holy, holy Lord, to the Lord God Almighty, God. He korababashendere kotoromo, hananananiriashendere kotoropo. Oh God, for Holy Spirit, Lord, he koroboshikara, consume our sacrifice, God, for thy glory and your name, sake and honor, Lord. I koroboshanekean, hananananiriashendere. We bless your name, God. We bless your name, O God. Put a praise in the heart of your people, God. Put a praise on the mind, God, of your people, Lord. Let them look to the hill from which cometh their help, God. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh God, fill our lamp, Lord. Don't let us be without oil, God. We're coming to get all the oil, Lord, that we need, dear God, Lord, to meet the journey, God. Let us not lack nothing, God, because we come to you, Lord. Fill our cup, Lord, and let it overflow, Lord. And we thank you, dear God. Oh, glory, 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 Lord. Shandadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad cover, Lord. Oh, God, meet that need, Lord. Lord, we call a release for your people. Oh, hallelujah. To the Lamb of God, Lord. Now, Father, we thank you, God, for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace, God. Oh, God. To God be the glory, God. We declare it's done, God. We declare you the righteous Savior. We declare, God, your word has been established in the earthly realm. We declare, God, healing has been released, God. We declare doors have been opened and portals and entryways have been made and opened for your people, God. We declare your warring angels and, Lord, your ministering angels have been, Lord, released, oh, God, to bless your people. We declare every provision has been and will be made. We declare, God, the God of glory, Yahweh, the creator of all things, has been released to move by your power divine. We declare you are the righteous Savior. You still yet in control and sit high and look low. You're still God, the God that can be touched by the feelings of our infirmity, God. We declare, God, your word over your people. You said it's all yay and amen. I declare the release today. I declare the comforter, Lord. I declare the healer, Lord. Oh, God, the way, the truth, and the life, God. I declare it is so, God. What the enemy meant for evil, God, you will turn for good, Lord. We seek your face and your hand, God. And your heart, oh God, and your mind. You could dwell among your people, Lord. Let there be a heavy anointing, Lord, and presence, Lord, among we, your people. And God, we'll praise your blessed name and give you the glory. Father, Lord, this is our prayer, God, that your divine and your sovereign and your holy will be done and accomplished among your people as never before. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Father, we thank you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you for your eyes that are open and your ears that have attended to our prayer, because you have chosen this means for your people to communicate and sup with you. May God richly bless each and every one of you. Until we meet again, call someone to join us at home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. As I always would say, and even in my closing on today, if you don't have it, God got it, and you are just one question away from your miracle. All you need to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find, and knock, and it shall be open unto you. And so until we meet again, child of God, I pray that you will have a wonderful and a glorious day, and the blessings of the Lord will make no rich and continue to add no sorrow in your life, your children, and your children's children, your spouses, your entire family, and those to come. And so until we meet again, may the blessings of the Lord continue to be with you. God bless you. Bye-bye.